the Museum of Contemporary Art Vicente Aguilera Cerny, MACVAC, was created in 1969, although it officially opened at its current venue on August 18, 1972. Back then, it was called Museo Popular de Arte Contemporaneo de Villafames, People's Museum of Contemporary Art of Villafames. Its founder was the renowned art critic Vicente Aguilera Cerny, who then became its first director as well. That's the reason why the museum bears his name today. In collaboration with the then mayor of Villafames, Vicente Benet, he successfully launched a unique project still unheard of in Spain in those days. Owing to the special characteristics of its content and container, our museum is a benchmark in the contemporary art world, having great prestige both nationally and internationally. Its collection boasts a large variety of artworks, although only about 300 are exhibited due to a question of space. The MACVAC is located at the Palau del Batle, a palace built in the mid-1400s in the Valencian Civil Gothic style. It was refurbished in the 18th century and became the official residence of the royal administrator as well as the see of the representative of the Order of Montesa. The artworks in the museum are changed so that all of them may be seen at some point. We also conduct temporary exhibitions. For these reasons, the description below serves a guide. These first rooms feature several examples, which differ in intention and style, of how figuration and abstraction are used in contemporary art. We find hyperrealist artworks from the late 1960s in the United States. The hyperrealist movement is intimately related to pop art. There are other artworks of a rather geometric cubist drift or experiments that use art as a communication system. There are also some examples of the quest for new formal proposals, occasionally using art as a tool for social commitment and demands. Still in the world of figuration, we find artworks relating to ingenuism, primitivism, or naive painting, which are full of spontaneity, bright and contrasted colors, and present the unscientific perspective. In some ways, they remind of or are inspired by child art, which is sometimes unaware of the academic method, although it does not lack a social meaning or a desire for a better world. Room 6 is dedicated to ceramics within the dynamics and the forms of contemporary art. It features artists who chose this technique as a way to express their artistic inquisitiveness and plastic manifestation. Rooms 7 to 10. The Spanish Civil War of 1936 and World War II shook the entire world and art as well. A socio-political commitment emerged in those days, as well as a depiction of the brutality that was experienced back then. The MACVAC has artworks of various artists who represent that era both nationally and internationally. During our visit, we will see how social commitment would continue to be present in artworks influenced by pop art and critical realism. Post-World War II European informalism would lean towards a very dramatic form of expressionism, which was quite close to abstraction if not fully integrated in it. To this end, apart from pigments, they would use other media such as sand, stones, torn bags, fabrics, woods. The strokes would emerge over the surface of the canvas in a spontaneous and disarrayed way. After a period of political isolation, Spain would artistically open up to the outside world, giving birth to such groups as Dau al Set or El Paso. We are witness to figurative destruction in favor of a gestural brushstroke. Room 16 to 21. In its international version, lyrical or expressive abstraction is represented by significant artworks that exemplify the sort of gestural painting that emerged after the World War II period on both sides of the pond. As for the situation in Spain, society tried to overcome the post-war period brought new names and new poetics that were increasingly related to the European scene. The isms would overlap non-stop, going from abstraction to surrealism. Landscaping painting would also be affected by this renovation within the plastic arts, which would bring a different view of nature and the urban setting, built in a style halfway between traditional figuration and expressionist or even abstract proposals. Rooms 22 to 26. After informalism, the 1970s would introduce art into the development of other trends that would either open new paths to abstraction or search for objectiveness and rational geometry. This would lead to new movements that are displayed in several rooms of our museum under different labels: op art, kinetic art, or normative art. Abstract art is thus manifested in two different trends: lyrical abstraction and geometric abstraction. The former is the spontaneous expression of feelings through painting or sculpture, and it builds free, improvised, irregular forms. Geometric abstraction, on the other hand, takes place when reason, logic, and calculation arrange the artwork, and shape and color reveal balance and unity. Its essential elements, be it sculpture, painting, architecture, furniture, or typography, are resolved through pure geometry and flat colors. Kinetic art encompasses all those artistic manifestations that are given movement. We find several groups, two or three-dimensional artworks in motion, static artworks that have more than one interpretation as viewers move, and artworks that have no celerity but create the impression of it by means of an optical effect. These latter ones may be part of what we call op art. Rooms 27 to 29. Starting at these rooms, we may find more personal and independent poetics, more intimate paintings and sculptures that are not as rational, keeping in touch with the spirit of lyrical abstraction. We can also see how the informalist trend lived on throughout a period, especially from the 1970s, that was defined by the search for a new image. The diversification brought by the entry into the 1980s, with its ingredients of internationalization of proposals, would be expressed by an interesting return to figuration, a new form of expressionism and, in short, a profound subjectivism. From this point on, experimentation with new techniques, disciplines, and media would take painting beyond its traditional medium and expand the universe of materials in sculpture, and would consolidate the presence of installations at exhibitions. The MacVac also has a landscaped patio displaying a selection of sculptures that adapt perfectly to the gorgeous scenery of Villafames.